Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. And now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me in studio today, somebody very special. You might call him a serial entrepreneur. Mr. Andrew Oliver. And if you are thinking the word Oliver has some familiarity for you, it should. The institution on the west side of I-25 at Delmonico and Woodman / Allegheny is, or Rock Rimmon, is Oliver's Deli, a place that I live very close to and I'm a big fan of because I've been doing things there for years, including business meetings and taking my wife to lunch and buying your breads. And goodness, you brought a big tray to the station today. I was going to be gone in about 10 seconds. So not only were you hungry bunch, but we appreciate good food. Andrew, welcome to the Business Connection.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
You are a busy man, and your rep here is Brett Solon, who's one of my favorite people to work with. Just a great guy. He brought the idea of us doing this interview together to me, and I, whoa, wait, what? It's Andrew's, it's Oliver's, and here's what else they're doing. So you're opening in that same location on Delmonico and Rock Rimmon. You're opening a pizza shop, and you now own the flower shop that's been there for a long time. I'm thinking, let's start by talking about you and how it is you come by all this energy to be able to do these things, first of all. Tell me about a little bit about your background.
Yeah, so you've got it right. All the businesses are located in that shopping center next to the deli, but my background is I was a critical care nurse, and then my parents are getting towards the retirement age. So about 5 years ago, I kind of retired from nursing and went to the deli full time. I've always kind of had one foot in the door there, always done the marketing and kind of the behind the scenes stuff. So for the past 5 years, I've been doing the deli. And then the flower shop opportunity came along around 6 or 7 months ago. It came up for sale, and I kind of thought my friend brought it up to me, and I said, why would I buy a flower shop? But it turns out flowers are very similar to food in a lot of ways. So started that business up. It's been very successful. It's been a lot of fun. And then to add on top of that, we're opening Colorado Crust Pizza Company. Should be open about the week of December 15th. So we're super excited about that.
So family's involved, and this is kind of a protracted transitionary period. Eventually, you're going to say to mom, you can rest and you can relax now, and you're going to take over the entire operation?
That's correct. Yep. I'm kind of considered the co-owner right now. Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm focusing mostly on Bloom Bar and Colorado Crust, but I still have a lot of involvement in the deli. But yeah, my mom's a workhorse. She's there 70 hours a week. I'm going to have to drag her out of there, but I'm super blessed. She has taught me a lot, and it's hard working with family sometimes, but we have a lot of fun together.
Yeah, you can tell because the operation continues to be successful. The atmosphere, the energy, the vibe, it's all good, and the food is always consistently very good. And again, I refer back to the breads. If you want something for holidays and you need breads of all different kinds, Oliver's is the place to go. It's a wonderful, wonderful place to be. You've got me curious about the flower shop, the Bloom Bar. You call it Bloom Bar for a reason. It is not your typical flower shop.
That's correct. We kind of do things a little bit differently. One of the big things is when you come into the flower shop, you won't see any pre-made arrangements. Let's be honest. When you go into King Supers or another flower shop, you don't know how long that arrangement's been sitting in the cooler. You could take it home and it could die in 2 days. So we have something called a stem bar, and we actually have a physical bar in Bloom Bar, not with alcohol or anything, but you can go in and essentially pick out your own blooms or stems of flowers, and our master florist, who has 8 Kennedy Center Awards for design, will design you a bouquet. Or you can give us a price range, tell us what the occasion is, and we'll design it right on the spot for you. So you kind of get, it's a much more intimate setting. You get to see the flowers come to life. It's not just going in there, grabbing an arrangement, and the experience is over. Something else we're super excited about is we do floral design classes. So you can come in. If you go to our website, bloombarandco.com, you'll see a calendar with our class availability. But you come in for about 2 hours, and our master florist teaches you how to design your own arrangement. We have one December 22nd, so it'll be a perfect way to impress your friends. A lot of people have a lot of fun. You get to show off what you did. And you learn about flowers. People, the story of flowers and how they travel here to America, people don't know, but a lot of them come from Ecuador and whatnot. So it's just we're trying to do something a lot more unique than what's out there.
Yeah, the combination of kind of build your own
exactly.
And being able to learn how to do it all in the same place. What kind of hours does the Bloom Bar keep?
So Monday through Friday, we're open 10 a.m. to 6, Saturday 10 to 3. We take Sunday off.
Sure.
But yeah, we do other typical flower shop things. We do same-day delivery. We also are florist is very experienced in wedding and event design. So we kind of do it all. Also, another fun fact is we get our flowers directly from the farm, where a lot of other florists in town will get their flowers from the wholesaler. So in that case, by the time the flowers have gotten to you, they've been sitting in a cooler for 2, sometimes 3 weeks, where us, we get them directly shipped to our door. That's not the case with all the flowers. It's just not possible. But our flowers tend to last 2 to 3 weeks once you take them home. It's a really neat experience, and we also are trying to offer just a more premium flower experience. So we've got a lot of good feedback, and flowers are just, they've been a part of society forever, and it's a really good way to connect with the community, and all I can say, it's been a lot of fun.
You can say a lot with flowers. Bloom Bar is open Monday through Saturday, you say, and get a visual, take a class, go to the bar and pick your own stems, get a little coaching on putting those together into a bouquet. bloombarandco.com, bloombarandco.com is the website. If you want to make place a call, 548-8646, that's 548-8646. Okay, pizza. It is pizza time.
Pizza time.
You are getting closer to opening day. It's about mid-month in December when you open.
That's what we're shooting for, yep. Super excited for it. We're like Bloom Bar, we're trying to do this differently. Our flower is going to be imported from Italy. We're going to offer hand-tossed pizza. Everything, our toppings will be fresh. They're going to be hand-cut. We're using whole milk mozzarella. We're one of the only pizza places in town, I think, that offers that. A lot of places use a blend of whole milk mozzarella and skim milk mozzarella. So we're really trying to bring out the flavor. Also, it takes us 3 days just to make our dough. So you're going to, a lot of places focus on the ingredients and the cheese, which of course we're going to do. But we named it Colorado Crust Pizza Company because we really think our crust is a must. And that's our slogan. We really want our crust to shine, and we're excited to share it with everybody.
Yeah, hand-tossed always has its own texture and its own flavor, and you're proofing that dough for 2 days, and you are doing this on demand, so you're making enough to get you through every day.
Absolutely.
And that is the key to freshness. Hand-cut toppings, even better. And
yep.
So it's all prepared right there. And it's going to be a beautiful shop. I drive past there twice a day on my way home, which is a couple of blocks a day, and I'm just done dieting.
Right? It's not worth it.
No, I'm gonna go to Oliver's for dessert, pizza. You know, I'm gonna go to Colorado Crust for lunch, and I'm gonna buy flowers because my wife doesn't want me gaining weight. So
right.
You're in good stead here. I'm very excited for you, Oliver, Andrew. This is great news for you, for the Oliver family, the brand. And the name, the expansion, the sustainability of it all. And there's one last thing that we want to mention. We want you to get to know Bloom Bar and Co. 10% just by mentioning that you heard about them here on KRDO. When you get to the flower shop and you're ready to put a bouquet together, just mention that you heard about Bloom Bar and Co. here on KRDO, and you'll get 10% off. Andrew, we appreciate you so much. Thank you for spending some time here with us at KRDO. We really are excited about this partnership and being able to support you in this way. Great stuff. Thank you for all you do.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
And that's it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Business Connection airs Sunday mornings at 7 here on KRDO at 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM. Catch us by podcast at KRDO.com. Select radio and click on podcasts.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection with Ted Robertson, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.